We have a special listing today. We have Joyce Chow here from the Monitoring the Moraine program at EcoSpark. She's the program manager involved in science and research. So welcome to the program, Joyce. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Lori.
Oh, thanks for coming on.
No problem.
So we have one of your annual events, Check Your Watershed Day, coming up this Saturday, July the 16th. And the work is for the Oak Ridges Moraine. Could you talk to us about what the Oak Ridges Moraine is and how the Monitoring the Moraine program serves to protect it?
Sure. The Oak Ridges Moraine is a significant landform in southern Ontario. It's just north of the city of Toronto, stretching from the Niagara Escarpment all the way to the Trent River system in the east. And it's a significant area because it's a source of water for 65 river systems in southern Ontario. And in fact, the water flowing from the moraine, a lot of it goes south to Lake Ontario directly. And the Monitoring the Moraine program, what we're trying to do is to engage people who live, work, and play in the area to have an active role in protecting it for future generations.
Great. And Check Your Watershed Day is one of those events that helps. What happens during Check Your Watershed Day?
Yeah, Check Your Watershed Day is an annual event, and this is the sixth year that we've been running it. And it's basically a citizen science survey where they take an area of a watershed and they try to figure out what the health is for that area, whether it be measuring water flow or measuring temperature or measuring the locations where there are fish barriers to fish movement, like perch culverts. And so this is all volunteer-based, and that's what's really important is that everyone is trained. They go out on the same day, the same time, and they collect really valuable information across an entire watershed at a time.
Right. And what is the data used for that they're collecting?
Well, a lot of the data is based on small streams, and this is really important. A lot of the existing monitoring done by the conservation authorities who we partner with, a lot of their work is done on larger streams. And it's really the small streams that are important, especially when you're talking about the Oak Ridges Moraine and the headwater streams. These are the small streams that are really the starting point for the watersheds. The information gives a snapshot on the health of the watershed. So where is the water flowing? You know, where are the streams warm that are should be warm? And where are the streams that are cold? It also helps to understand as well how it could be linked to what's happening on the landscape. So if a river is dry and it's supposed to be wet, what is happening in that area? So it's really a catalyst to find out more about what's happening in the watershed.
Right. And I think there's also a review of a plan. In 2015, the Monitoring the Moraine... The Oak Ridges Moraine...
Conservation plan, yep.
Yes, so how does that fit in?
Well, the Oak Ridges Moraine Conservation Plan was passed in 2002, and there is going to be a review of the plan in 2015. Now, in order to review the plan, there needs to be information that contributes to a good plan review, and some of the information that's collected through Check Your Watershed Day can, in fact, tell a story of how the moraine watersheds are doing and how policies can be improved to ensure that these watersheds and these streams maintain are healthy over time.
Right, right. And for people who want to get involved, where is Check Your Watershed Day happening this year?
This year it's happening in the Credit River, and it's happening on Saturday, July 16th. So we're working in partnership with the Credit Valley Conservation Authority for this event. And for more information about the event and about the Oak Ridges Moraine, you can check out our website. It's ecospark.ca/monitoringthemoraine. And there you'll find information about the specific event, how you can register for it, and all this great information about the moraine, how you can get involved.
Great. And anyone can volunteer because you train them.
Yeah, so we train.
Okay.
Yeah, all the volunteers are trained. The techniques are simple and easy to use and also very powerful because they're simple yet provide very accurate information.
Great. And I participated last year, and it was lots of fun, and you feel like you're really doing something positive for your community. So I encourage you all to go out there Saturday, July 16th. And once again, the website, Joyce?
It's www.ecospark.ca/monitoringthemarine.
Okay, great. Thank you once more for joining us. Maybe we could have a follow-up discussion on some of the data findings from the previous years later on.
Yep. Okay. That would be a very interesting discussion.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Lori.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. All right, once more, that was Joyce Chow, the Monitoring the Moraine Program Manager in Science and Research at EcoSpark. You can check out ecospark.ca/monitoringthemoraine to learn more about Check Your Watershed Day and register as well. And Alyssa, do we have a couple more community listings?
Sure do.
Great.
So this Wednesday from 9:30 a.m. to 11 o'clock will be outdoor yoga at Riverwood Conservancy in Mississauga. Come join us for outdoor yoga in our beautiful gardens and celebrate the four elements that make up the planet and each one of us: earth, water, fire, and air. Eva Bruni, yoga instructor from Power Yoga Canada, will be guiding you through your practice. All levels of yoga are welcome. Please bring your own mat, water, and positive energy. Once again, that's Wednesday, July 13th, this Wednesday, from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Meet at the front lawn of the Chapel House. Once again, that's at the Riverwood Conservancy. And for more information, you can contact, or you can go to the website at www.theriverwoodconservancy.org. And also, there's an event that you may be more familiar of, the Live Green Toronto Festival on Saturday, July 16th in Toronto. The Live Green Toronto Festival is Toronto's largest outdoor green festival. It will hit the streets of Yonge Dundas Square on Saturday, July 16th. Featuring hundreds of green products and services, kids zone, and more, the festival attracts more than 30,000 green consumers. This annual festival is a great opportunity to showcase your green product, service, or organization to thousands of people. Last year, there were over 30,000 people attending the event. Looking forward to seeing you there at Yonge Dundas Square, July 16th. The event runs from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then there's concerts that go on from 11 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. So I guess from 8 p.m. to 10:30, those are exclusively concerts, or a concert of awesomeness. For more information, www.toronto.ca/greentorontofestival. Should be fun.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It should be fun. It will be fun.
Green products. I think the last year you were able to like bring batteries and they would recycle it for you and you'd get some, I don't know, some free stuff.
Great.
Check out the website. Toronto.ca/greentorontofestival, or you can just search Live Green Toronto Festival.
All right, well, that wraps up our program for today. Once again, I want to encourage you to go to www.canadians.org and help send a message to the Environmental Registry of Canada and stop the Melanthin Quarry from being developed and protect your drinking water. It's essential. Also, check out ecospark.ca/monitoringthemoraine to sign up for Check Your Watershed Day this Saturday.